USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Six family members were dead in an apparent murder-suicide in suburban Dallas after two brothers made a suicide pact that included the deaths of their other relatives. Allen, Texas police say a concerned friend called police around 1 a.m. Monday. Sergeant John Felty on NBC 5.
I've been here 21 years in Allen. We have never had an incident like this in the 21 years that I have been here.
One brother was 19, the other was in his 20s. The victims included a grandparent, two parents, and a sister. Monday's Supreme Court ruling in favor of Google over Oracle is allowing the industry to breathe easier. By resolving the 11-year-old dispute over rights to program code in favor of Google, the threat will no longer hinder advances in creation of new technology. Walmart is working with the CDC, HHS, and local officials to tackle the COVID-19 vaccine rollout at scale. Over 5,000 pharmacy locations, 90% of the U.S. population lives within 10 miles of a Walmart. USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, but you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You could save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A new March Madness champion has been crowned. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
For the first time in school history, the Baylor Bears are national champions, running away from Gonzaga Monday night 86-70 in the national championship game. Baylor never trailed, starting the game on a 21-6 run and never looking back. Baylor junior guard Jared Butler was named the tournament's most outstanding player, leading the Bears Monday night with 22 points and 7 assists. With the loss, Gonzaga ends the season at 31-1, becoming the fifth team since 1976 to carry a perfect season into the tournament without winning a title.
A large crowd gathered for a vigil Monday held by the family of rapper DMX outside the hospital where he's been fighting for his life. The crowd of perhaps hundreds heard playful words for the rapper who was taken to the White Plains Hospital Friday night after a heart attack, perhaps drug-induced. "He's iconic," said Tanya Williams of White Plains, who was among those who gathered for the vigil that started around 5 p.m. "You know we love him. He's a Westchester legend. He made it." This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The Baylor Bears are the NCAA men's basketball champions. Head coach Scott Drew on CBS Sports after the game.
Well, I can tell you that our guys have been motivated all year. It's a player-led team. We're so blessed to have unbelievable upperclassmen in leadership. But we play with a culture of joy, and that's Jesus, others, yourself. They came out, and they fed off of each other. We got off to a great start, and then defensively, we're pretty good. I don't know if there was a difference from the standpoint prior to COVID. Us and Gonzaga were on the track to be undefeated. And I got so much respect for Coach Few. He's such a humble servant coach and a Hall of Fame coach in what they've done this year. Let's give Gonzaga a round of applause for what they did. Let's give them a round of applause. If you're going to war and I'm coaching, I'm taking these guys.
Yeah.
I felt led. God has blessed us with unbelievable players, the people that have come for 18 years to put in work, our fans that have been with us for the lean years, the good years, and our administration, Pleasant Livingstone, Mac Rhodes, they all deserve this. The city of Waco deserves this. All right, Texas, we got a national championship too. The state deserves it.
Baylor wins by a score of 86-70 Monday night. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.